Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Let's talk about the juicy topic. Are you giving too much value away for free? This is such a big topic when it comes to especially just getting started. If you're in that phase where you're trying to find the balance between showing up on social media, marketing your offers, providing value, giving quick wins, and you want to do all of that, but you also want to make sure that you're not giving away too much for free. So how to know how to find that balance, how to make sure that you're not making that mistake. And let me tell you this, I will answer all of this question within one sentence and generally that's it. I have never seen one person giving away too much for free online. That is just alien concept, and I do not believe that it is possible. Okay, that's not true. It is possible. If you have like done hard work on your course and you know you have tons of value, every step, every insight, all of your behind the scenes secrets, and then you decide to give it away for free, I will have to say, yes, that's too much value for free. But even that can come out on the other side with, you know, even more value. The return on that investment can be so much more than you can even think about. So the online world these days is so diverse and there are so many different ways how you can attract clients, how you can get to work with someone, how you can sell even more. And the concept of how much you're giving away for free is really very fluid and there isn't just one answer to what is right. But here will be my thoughts on the topic. If you are in the position where you're kind of just getting started, or maybe you have been online, you've been in your social media, you have had a mailing list for a while, but now you're like sitting down with intention to promote your products. Maybe you want to post educational content more. You want to give some, you know, tips and tricks more than you have before. And now you're thinking, okay, but as I'm working on my course or my program or thinking about it, how do I make sure that I don't give too much of what is going to be in there away for free? And in most cases, if you are in those very starting days, the starting position of all of that, I have to say it will be very hard for you to cross that line where you're now giving away everything for free. So when it comes to the free content, first of all, usually free content is somewhat limited. If you are creating a post on Instagram, you're creating several graphics, you're writing a description that can be only that long, and there's no real way for you to actually give all of the information, all of the steps, all of the behind the scenes. You're giving just a small insight in what it is that you know. Even if this insight covers an important aspect of what you teach, maybe you're giving, you know, some secret of yours, or you're giving some special peek into what it is, how you do things, right? So even if that's the case, it's still just a small part of everything you know, just a small part of everything you do. Now you might be thinking, okay, but what if I show up on social media every day and every day I give away this valuable piece of information, then what? Am I giving away everything for free? In this case, important aspect to consider is that your audience, let's think about just one person will never really look at all of your content or see all of your content. Even if they're just starting to follow you and they're going through every post bit by bit, realistically, how often this happens is just a small, I don't even know if we are summing up to a percentage of any kind here, really. If you are thinking, for example, think about your own experience. When you're on social media, you find a new account that is very interesting, it's very relevant to you, they're giving all kinds of amazing tips and tricks, you might binge watch the content for a while. Maybe those are like real videos. For me, I'm really into all kinds of styling tips and tricks, and I really love to watch these kind of lifestyle, fashion-ish kind of videos. I'm not very fashionable myself, but I really like this kind of content. And I can, if I find a nice account, I can spend like, you know, half an hour scrolling through these videos and watching them. And even if I watch as many videos as I potentially could, I will still not gain all of the experience the person has. I will still not all of the tips and not have all of the tips and tricks. And I will not have surfed through all of their content, right? So just think about it realistically. Even if you are, for example, you have a course curriculum, let's make it simple, you have like 5 lessons in a course, and now you're gonna be showing up on social media, and every day you're gonna be giving a tip about one of the lessons or related to one of the lessons, it's still just a tiny part of everything that you are providing within the course. Now, the next level to consider here is that even if you are providing your tips and tricks online and you don't particularly have to share everything, right? There's always some kind of behind the scenes secret or tip that you can always just keep for the course and not reveal it to the public eye per se. But one of the things then in general to consider is that even if you give practical, actionable, amazing tips every day, every other day, you're showing up on Reels, you're showing up on Instagram, you're sharing, you're sending out emails. Even if that's the case and you're doing it actively, which if that's the case, good for you, go for it. Not that many people can commit to sharing even enough of that free value to attract new audience. And again, like also free value, that is a term that I will circle back to a bit later, because you don't always have to just directly provide specific tips and tricks, and you can always repeat some tips and tricks as well, so you don't have to always give new information. But even if you're showing up consistently, you're sharing specific tips and tricks from your experience, you're sharing some samples, you're sharing, you know, all the things that could also go into your offer, even if that's the case, your audience, whoever joins your social media, whoever sees your social media, they're still getting just bits of it. And they do not know specifically always how to implement it. They don't have practical tools for actually taking the information they see. They don't have the support. Maybe, for example, if you're thinking about doing a group coaching program or something, whoever comes on live in that program will have specific challenges. And others within the program can learn even more through seeing and hearing those challenges. So it's not only that one tip that they got, they still need to know how to implement it, right? So within your program, there will be additional element to it. And even if you have the simplest evergreen course and you just have all those tips that you're already sharing online to some extent, you have them in evergreen course, you still provide additional level of support how exactly they can implement it. You provide specific samples, you provide reviews of specific challenges, maybe you give additional steps to that specific tip, maybe you give additional whatever insights you have from your experience, you give on top. Maybe there are templates they can use. Maybe there's a system that you have created to tackle it even simpler. So even though on the surface level you have shared that information, inside the course there is still more to give. Plus, inside the course, there's a sequence, right? There is a curriculum they need to follow. They have the first, second, and third thing to learn at first, and then they can start to implement some specific steps. When somebody looks at your social media or they're reading your emails, think about, again, just that realistic experience. Yes, if somebody is sitting down and studying your social media, writing everything down and implementing everything they're learning, good for them. I have to say, if they can manage that, good for them. If they really can't invest in anything and they want to learn it all for free. If it's not gonna be from you, it's still gonna be from somewhere. So, you know, if they have that level of dedication to make it happen, good for them. But in most cases, when people see some specific tips and tricks, it's not like they will be able to take it and run with it. In most cases, they will look out for the paid product. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about the lower price paid product or like a bigger investment group coaching program. Whatever might be the case, they see you're providing valuable tips. They see that you know what you're talking about. You have samples, you're giving them actions. They might have tried doing something on their own as well. But ultimately, if they want to reach that bigger goal, what they will do, they will look out for the paid program. Now, besides social media, we'll also have another thing to consider, and those are freebies. So when it comes to freebies, it's another point where many creators get scared to share too much. So you start to overthink the amount of information you're giving away for free. But again, just like it would be with social media, it's just a step ahead. It's just a ladder to the next offer. So even if you are providing tons of information, there is still more for you to give. And what you want to think about when it comes to freebies is how you can create that ladder. How can you make a logical sense for your audience, the steps that they go through? For example, they see tips on social media, and those are like maybe very basic tips. Then on inside your freebie, they can actually get like the first five steps in a sequence, in a course with some videos. Or maybe it's just like one masterclass where you include all of those five steps and you cover those tips and steps in more detail. And then if they actually want to implement it, you can invite them to join your paid program where you give more templates, you give more information, you give more samples, you have further steps laid out as well. So this kind of logical sequence is what you want to consider as you're thinking about your freebie. However, and this is just from my own experience, no matter how logical is the sequence and how you thought this through, once you have a truly valuable freebie, you will still be thoughtful if you should give it away for free. Maybe you have created a masterclass and now you're thinking, well, I could put like some price on it. You know, it could be $7 or like $21, whatever is the case. You know, you just start to think that this is too good to go out there for free. And I mean, if that's the case, you can always put a price on it as well, right? These days, having lower priced option to enroll in your universe is also very popular. And if somebody is really interested to take those next steps, they will be okay with paying like $7 or $20 to make it happen. But if we are refocusing on having that freebie, I think the most important part of being confident in the decision you're making is knowing that whoever is getting this free product, they have that next step to take. They have that next thing to enroll in. They have that next opportunity to learn from you. And even if the next thing is not a product, so maybe you created a masterclass and you decided to give it away for free, and now you're like, okay, I'm not working on a course now. I'm, you know, I don't maybe have time. Maybe it's not on my priority list just yet. You can always consider offering one-on-one offers, you can do strategy calls, you can do coaching, whatever it is that fits within your business and whatever it is that you might be offering, you can give that as the next step. So circling back to the beginning of this episode, how to know if you're giving away too much value for free. In most cases, this will never happen. If you feel uncomfortable with the amount of information you give for free, leverage it in a way that makes you feel okay. Maybe reduce the amount of tips like or specific guidance you're giving. Focus it on only like the first three steps of the journey instead of like providing all the guidance. Make sure that the next step in your funnel makes sense for you, so when your audience sees that free content, they can actually enroll in the next offer and you get that return on investment at the end of the day anyways. And remember that showing up online, showing up with free content, showing up with your knowledge, sharing your experiences, talking about what it is that you do and how you do it, this is what will get you clients. if you just get out there and like share very generic tips and tricks, that is something anyone can find these days with like ChatGPT, right? So they don't need these kind of generic tips to move forward. What they need is actual personal insights. And unless you are providing some level of these insights, it doesn't mean you have to reveal all of your secrets, but unless you're showing up as the expert within your field and prove that you know what you're talking about, and it can be done in so many different ways, unless you make that happen, it will be a lot harder to actually make sales, to enroll new clients, and actually attract new audience. Because at the end of the day, what attracts new audience is that they know that within your profile, they can get something that they need. They can receive some information that will be helpful for them. So don't forget that. Now, that will be it for this episode. You can always connect with me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. If you have any suggestions for other topics or any feedback about this one, I'm always happy to chat there. Other than that, that will be it for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.